Another hour of Little Steven's Underground Garage follows the latest news on VOA Music Mix.
Gaza ceasefire takes effect, and U.S. general says Russia likely reluctant participant in Ukraine. I'm Bill Michaels, reporting from Washington. Palestinian militants clash with the Israeli military just before a 12-hour ceasefire went into effect today in Gaza. A Hamas official said the militant group would observe the break in hostilities. Israel said its security forces would continue searching during the lull for tunnels used by Palestinian militants. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Friday the ceasefire is in honor of Eid, the Muslim holiday marking the end of Ramadan. He said the truce would be used to bring all sides together to look at the underlying issues that have led to weeks of deadly violence between Israelis and Palestinians. Kerry is in Paris today to continue his efforts towards a permanent ceasefire. He says the whole world is wondering when both sides will come to their senses. The top U.S. military officer says he thinks Russia is a reluctant participant in Ukraine's conflict. General Martin Dempsey, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says he believes the Russian military and its leaders are probably somewhat reluctant participants in the form of warfare being used in Ukraine. Dempsey's comments come as the U.S. has accused Russia of an imminent transfer of Russian arms to Ukrainian separatists. The U.S. has also accused Russia of continuing to fire artillery across the border into Ukraine, but the U.S. says it has seen no indications that Ukraine has fired into Russia. Dempsey, speaking at a security forum in the western state of Colorado, said he is concerned that the rising tide of nationalism that has been ignited in Russia may slip into other parts of Europe. Nigerian officials say a man who died Friday tested positive for the Ebola virus. Nigeria becomes the fourth West African country to confirm the presence of Ebola, which has killed hundreds of people this year in Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. Nigeria's health minister said the 40-year-old man became sick after arriving on a flight from Monrovia, Liberia, Tuesday.
He presented with fever, vomiting, and diarrhea on arrival at the airport. The Port Health Division of the Federal Minister of Health quickly isolated the passenger and transported him straight to the hospital, avoiding contact with the general public. The patient was subjected to thorough medical evaluation.
The minister said blood samples sent to various laboratories confirmed the patient had the virus. French President François Hollande says no survivors have been found in the wreckage of an Air Algiers plane that crashed in Mali on Thursday with 118 people on board. A French defense ministry official said a team of 100 French soldiers arrived at the crash site early Friday and started the first investigations. The soldiers are part of a unit deployed to Mali last year to help the country fight Al-Qaeda-linked militants. President Hollande said a black box from the aircraft has been recovered and investigation is ongoing. The reason for the crash has not been established, but French officials suspect poor weather is responsible. Top Obama administration officials say the United States is considering a pilot program which would involve screening some youths in Honduras to see if they qualify for refugee status in the United States. VOA's Cindy Sain has a report from Capitol Hill.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest said President Barack Obama was considering possible options after talks at the White House Friday with the presidents of Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador.
This pilot program is aimed squarely at deterring those individuals who may be contemplating a trip from Central America to the southwest border with the U.S.
Earnest said no decisions have been made. He said the program would be limited, but could be expanded to include other Central American countries. Cindy Sain, VOA News, on Capitol Hill.
For more on these stories, you can always visit our website. We are located at voanews.com. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
In Indonesia, we say Variasi Terbaik Dunia, VOA Music Mix.
Everybody says the world's best variety, VOA Music Mix.
Hi, this is Joan Jett from the Blackhearts. And if you're worried because it feels like the room is moving, relax. It is. You're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage.
Never read a single book. Hey, was trying to capture noise. I didn't break it down to fingernail polish or cup size. I'm looking for magic and noise. I want authentic slime. I want the golden garbage, and I succeeded.
There's a man in the funny papers we all know. He lives way back a long time ago. He don't eat nothing but a bearcat stew. Well, this cat's name is Alley-Oo. He got a chauffeur that's a genuine dinosaur. And he can knuckle your head before you count too far. He got a big ugly club and a head full of how. Like great big lions and grizzly bears. He's the toughest man there is alive. Wearing clothes from a wildcat's hide. He's the king of the jungle jive.
Look at that caveman go.
He rides through the jungle tearing limbs off of trees. Knocking great big monsters dead on their knees. The cats don't bug him cause they know better. Cause he's a mean motor scooter and a bad go-getter. He's the toughest man there is alive. Wears clothes from a wildcat's hide. He's the king of the jungle jive.
Look at that caveman go.
There he goes. Look at that caveman go. He sure is hip, ain't he? Like what's happening? He's too much. Right, daddy, right. Hi-yo, dinosaur. Right, daddy, right. Get 'em, man. Like Hipsville.
And I remember meeting him at Ben Frank's parking lot. I go, your name is on the Popsicles and Icicles record. You produced it. He goes, I'm a genius. I produce a lot of music. And I've done so much. And he was whole Kim Fowley rap.
And he was actually quite a decent songwriter.
He was the voice on Alley-Oop.
Yeah.
And then also the rumor was that he did the Coming to Take Me Away, ha ha, he he.
He did the English version
he
of
did
that.
Did he really?
Star, pounding on a door, sleeping on the floor. Big city, ain't
Kim Fowley birthday tribute with the Belfast Gypsies. Glorious Dream, another Fowley production. The Runaways, yeah, he helped put them together with Joan Jett and everybody else. Lita Ford, Vicky, Sandy, and Sherry. Joan and Kim wrote that one, School Days.
Devil You Know was The Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger, project created by Sean Lennon and Charlotte Mule. Their latest album, Midnight Sun, a very interesting record. Definitely worth checking out.
Back to Kim Fowley for Alley-Oop, his classic with the Hollywood Argyles. Gary Paxton, Kim Fowley, the famous drummer Sandy Nelson, and others, too drunk to name, put together this sort of Coasters parody, parody of a parody. And of course it went right to number one. Dallas Frazier wrote it, but of course he wrote it as a country song and Kim screwed it up, much to the merriment of Dallas Frazier's banker. And Kim Fowley co-wrote Big City for the Dead Boys, Tib Bates and the Gang, wrote it with the Razorblades guitar player Stephen T, and supposedly Felix Pappalardi produced that, which is quite interesting if it's true. It might be true. The Sire, 1978. We'll be back with a very cool, coolest song in the world this week.
Do you like to walk naked through grocery stores, Becky?
Every day I can, baby.
How about you? Do you go to church fully dressed, Susan?
Of course not.
Have you ever fantasized about Satan?
All the time. Ooh, Satan's the man.
But Satan never fantasized about you.
Oh, that's a lie.
Music so real,
you can hear it.
VOA Music Mix.
Our coolest song in the world this week comes from Rochester, Boston, Detroit, and New York City. Please welcome to the Underground Garage stage, The Empty Hearts.
Past. Think about it, got to give it a chance. Got a feeling it's never gonna last now. Been looking for someone like you. Driving 90 miles an hour. Now a dead end street. Driving 90 miles an hour. All across my back. Oh, I got my fun, but it's just another one. You got me shaking. Here comes the sun. See you later, cause I can't stick around anymore. Never met no one like you. I'm dead and free.
you don't realise is that men are more sensitive than women. Remember that big bird I used to dance with at the Locarno? One Sunday night, she showed me an operation scar, what she had made when she was a kid. A long scar it was, with all white skin round it. You know what? I got straight out of bed, I did, and put me clubber on. What's up with you, she says. I'd sooner go out and see a bleeding horror film, I says, and a thing like that.
Started that set with our coolest song in the world this week, 90 miles an hour down a dead-end street by the Empty Hearts. a brand new super garage group just recently formed. Clem Burke from Blondie, Elliot Easton from The Cars, Wally Palmer from The Romantics, Andy Babuke from the Chesterfield Kings, Ed Stasium and the band producing. Get it from theemptyhearts.com. The album will be out in a few weeks. Get your pre-orders in now before they're sold out. This is going to be a hot album, one of the hot albums of the summer. Yeah, The Empty Hearts, Clem Burke, Elliot Easton, Wally Palmer, and Andy Babuke. 90 miles an hour down a dead-end street, our coolest song in the world this week. Soul Man, Sam and Dave, perhaps their finest moment. Sam mentioned Steve, famously, played Steve, which led to one of the greatest moments of my life. And we did it with Sam at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame anniversary show. And Sam said, play it, Steve, to me. So thank you, Steve Cropper, for that, indirectly. Gotta Get Away was the Black Keys from their new one, Turn Blue. Get it from nonsuch.com. Dan Auerbach and Patrick Carney adding a new partner, Brian Burton, to the writing team. Cool stuff from the Black Keys. Soldier of Love was the Beatles, live at the BBC, their great Arthur Alexander track that they never did record on a record, foolishly. And Otis Redding, That's How Strong My Love Is, Steve Cropper on guitar. He would co-write almost everything with Otis. This was a Roosevelt Jameson composition, which I think Steve may have gotten some additional credit on. Fabulous record. That's all I know. Don't go nowhere, baby. You know why? When we come back, we're going to the movies.
This ain't your grandfather's VOA.
VOA Music Mix.
Very cool movie called Privilege. Opened this week, 1967. Starring Paul Jones from Manfred Mann. And Gene Shrimpton, one of the earliest supermodels. It was very cool back then because it was the first movie to really examine how far rock and roll stardom could be taken and the manipulation and exploitation and cynicism that goes with it. It was all a revelation to us. Some hip theater should do a double bill with Wild in the Streets with Chris Jones. No relation. That'd come out a year later. Paul Jones played Stephen Shorter, and his act was to be handcuffed and locked in a steel cage where he'd smash his hands against the bars until they were bloody while singing Set Me Free. I know it sounds a bit over the top now, but it was cool back then.
namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
The reason given for the extreme violence of the stage act that you are about to see is that it provides the public with a necessary release from all the nervous tension caused by the state of the world outside.
Was that happiness? Was that pure happiness?
Music lover, and I know you are musical. I'm sure that even he, sitting in his celestial sound booth, would have heard that and said,
"Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and the needy." In other words, Reverend Holinesses, is it a hit or is it a miss?
Fire will rise.
your veins.
Three, two, one. This is Paul Jones from the Manfreds, and I'm on Little Stephen's Underground Garage.
Take this.
our tribute to Privilege with the theme song. Paul Jones' version was a little bit muddy. We couldn't find a cool version of it, so we used a Patti Smith Group's version. Her version is very good, actually. Produced by Jimmy Iovine before he was on American Idol and had to work for a living. The Lion Sleeps Tonight, one of my favorite doo-wop classics from the Tokens. There's a whole story that goes with that song that we ain't got time to tell. Cry Little Sister, Gerard McMahon, theme song from The Lost Boys. Yeah, cool song, cool movie. And we close the show with the Bee Gees from their fabulous first album when they were a five-piece group. Every Christian lion-hearted man will show you. Robert Stigwood himself getting producer credit on that. And that's the name of that tune.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.
We are presented each and every week by the very cool Seminole Hard Rock Cafes, Hotels, and Casinos Worldwide. Coolest Indian tribe ever. Go to hardrock.com. They're doing all kinds of cool things. Jimmy Allen bringing back the rock in the Hard Rock name. We are also brought to you by the United Alliance, UAVIP.org, a fantastic pipe fitters union that have made a priority out of giving jobs to our veterans as they come back from Iraq and Afghanistan, training programs and really, really good jobs. They are setting a beautiful example for every corporation in America. Hopefully others will follow their lead. It's all very nice giving lip service to our military personnel. It's another giving them concrete jobs when they get home. If you're looking for cool musical equipment, go to Andy Babiuk's fabgear.com, B-A-B-I-U-K. He's got it all, vintage, new stuff. Tell him Little Steven sent you. He'll give you a Chesterfield Kings record. We are syndicated by unitedstations.com. If somebody bought you a radio station for Christmas, call them. They will send you this show. Our thanks to Jim Bertel at Voice of America, getting the show out to all parts of the world. We are produced by the inevitable Dennis Mortensen. Thank you, Alan Freed. We'll see you all next week.
And that's the name of that tune.
Ciao, baby.
We must be in heaven, man.
Nice ride.
Fuck the jersey, you moron!